Perek Dali Mishnah Zayin Rabbi Tzadok Omer Al Tasem Atara Lihizgadil Vahem Velo Kardom Lachbor Behem Vekacha Yahilil Omer Udishdamesh Besaga Chalaf Halimadita Kolanehne Midivri Torah Notel Chayav Min Olam. Rabbi Tzadok says, do not make the words of Torah crown for self-aggrandizement. Don't make the Torah a spade for which to dig. Which is what Hillel said, those who make use of the crown, meaning the crown of Torah, will pass away. We learn from here that whoever gains personal benefit from the words of Torah deprives himself of a life in the world to come. There's no question that this Mishnah is speaking to any individual who learns Torah and uses it as an opportunity to make myself greater than the next person. So often we see this, that a person thinks that they study, they learn, they daven, they're engaged in Torah mitzvos. I'm better than you. I'm higher than you. I'm a different spiritual plane. I'm a different religious plateau. And we can't talk. And I have a different relationship with God than you because I'm engaged in Torah study and spirituality and you're not. Says the Ruach Chaim, Ruach Chaim Yivalajan, Ki lo yimolei ta'odim lefami me'ava gaiva betchilas limudo o be'emtza lachshov shikru rav. The Ruach Chaim makes such a critical point. You know who those people are? Who use Torah to make themselves greater and brag and to raise up their noses? It's the person in the beginning of their Torah study or in the early years or stages of their growth that they use the Torah to want to be called a rabbi. But at some point, as you go on and you learn more, you recognize how little you know and how much more you have to go. And it's at that point that a person begins to recognize, I don't need the title rabbi. I don't need to use the Torah to make myself greater than the next person. But rather, my goal is to study and to learn Torah. V'lo yimtza oneg v'nachas mishum davar. Kim ba'avodas Hashem, says Reb Chaim Yivalajan, Ruach Chaim, the greatest hana, the greatest benefit, value, reward that a person receives who studies Torah is that you get close to God and there's some innate, intrinsic value, an incredible feeling when you fulfill the mitzvos of Hashem. It's even more valuable than the reward you receive. As Moshe Rabbeinu says in Dvarim, Atem hadvekim Hashem Elokeichem chayim kulchem hayom. Anybody who connects to Hashem, to the Torah, is receiving life itself. This attitude is an attitude of a minor, of a beginner, of an immature person. And thus, Rabbi Tzadok says that a person who's using the Torah to make themselves higher, greater, and is using the crown of the Torah in order to make myself the person who is greater than everybody else and put others down, Halimadita says Hillel Hanene Midivrei Torah Notel Chayv Min Olam. You're losing your place in this world. You're not studying the Torah properly. It's inappropriate. Really, what you should be doing is studying Torah in order to gain a deep, meaningful relationship with Hashem. Chalila chalila that a person should study Torah in order to brag, to become greater, to become more successful, in order to become approved in the eyes of others and to put others down. Thus, a person who does that is not treating the Torah properly and is not using the Torah the right way. The goal of Torah study, and you see it all the time, is that a person becomes more humble, more caring, more considerate, more compassionate. The Torah has the opportunity to change a person. And thus the Vilna Gaon explains that Torah is like water. As we all know, that Torah is nimshal lemayim. Torah is compared to water. As the Gra explains, that water falls from the sky and it comes down onto grass and onto all forms of plant life and will grow whatever it is that's there. If a person has the traits like grass, it will grow beautiful grass. But water will also grow weeds. And if a person's inherent nature and their study of Torah is to be better, greater, and to be a Baal Gaiva, to be haughty, the Torah will grow weeds. The Torah has the ability to penetrate a person so powerfully that it will raise a person's inherent characteristic traits. And thus, this mission is speaking to that person. If you're a person who's learning Torah to be like a weed, to cause problems and trouble, divisiveness, and to be haughty, the Torah will do that. It will grow that. But know very well, says Reb Tzadok, that such a person is creating an atara lehizgadel behem udishtamish betaga chalav. Such a person is ultimately going to pass away because that's not the way the Torah is supposed to be studied. really the Torah should create a person who's caring and compassionate. Moshe Rabbeinu, Anav Mikol Adam, was the most humble of all people who walked this earth. And Moshe Rabbeinu could have bragged and could have used his place to say, I'm greater than you. I'm Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu sat by the HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who learned his Torah, passed the Torah to the Jewish people. Who's a greater scholar? Who's a greater Talmud Chacham? Who's a greater Torah sage than Moshe Rabbeinu? Yet at the same time, Moshe Rabbeinu was the most caring, compassionate, kind, humble person that ever walked this face of the earth. And when you look around, you'll meet different types of people, different types of quote-unquote rabbis or scholars. The people who we want to connect to are those who are humble and caring and compassionate. They study Torah the right way. They understand what you're supposed to do with Torah. But if somebody's studying Torah as an academic and intellectual pursuit to be nehenem mitivrei Torah, to gain personal benefit from the words of Torah, to receive honors and accolades and praise, that person is depriving himself of life in this world and in the world to come. Thus, hold on to the words of Rabbi Tzadok and recognize that yes, although many of us and those who are listening are students of the Torah, are learning Torah, and know more Torah than most Jews who are walking on this earth, nonetheless, we shouldn't look and say, I'm greater, I'm more knowledgeable, I'm more pious and more religious. Adrabba va'adrabba, just the opposite. We should use the opportunity for our study to become greater people, to become people who are more interested in bringing other people and teaching other people. And the more we know, the more that we know so little. That's our goal in the study of Torah, to become more perfect in all that we do. Bein adam lechaver, bein adam lakom, between man and God and between interpersonally, between other Jews. To become more caring and compassionate, sensitive and understanding. And to use the Torah as a kli, as a vessel to help others, to uplift others, to build others, and to teach Torah to the masses. If we're doing that, then we're using the Torah properly. The Torah is such a powerful tool. It's a lifeline that we have. And it must be used properly, understood properly, taught properly, observed properly, used properly, and use it to raise other people and to serve as a role model to so many people within our orbit. Have a wonderful day.